As peanut farmers plan for the new crop year, they're hearing more and more about peanuts and peanut butter being used in world hunger programs. The American Peanut Council is reporting that they are working with four U.S.-based suppliers to supply USAID and the World Food Network with the items for solving the hunger problem. The companies are Tabachnik, Adesia, Mana, and Breedlove. There's also some international producers such as Project Peanut Butter in Malawi, Sierra Leone, and Ghana. Another is Meds and Foods for Kids and Partners in Health. That one is located in Haiti. And another one they're working with is Nutriset Plumpy Nut. It's based in France. The worldwide demand for RUTF, or ready-to-use therapeutic food, and ready-to-use supplemental food, or RUSF, is now estimated it could reach as much as 100,000 metric tons, three times that estimated to be needed a year ago. And they're saying now that UNICEF and other world food distributor companies are using peanut butter and peanuts as the main carrier. One member noted that there's also distribution in America where one in every five children in America is food insecure. Greg Olson of USDA says in 2014, they have orders for about 3,700 tons of RUSH and also 4,100 tons of RUTF, which is that ready-to-use therapeutic food made with peanut butter. He said the average cost is about $3,500 per metric ton processed. That's about 25 cents per package that the companies have to pay. He said funding from the government is never enough when you're providing hunger for kids, but he is now delivering directly to these companies, and they're delivering directly to the companies overseas because it cuts time, it cuts cost, and the program can buy more products. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.